646-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Here's the verse I want you to see. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Verse 29. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven God by art and man's device. All right? Now, when we talk about we prosper as our soul lives in God, we must establish, first of all, your life does not consist in the abundance of things you possess, or even in the lack of things you possess. We have to establish that in our heart and have our mind renewed to these realities. No matter how much you may gain in the way of possession, or how much you might lose, you know, time passed when the Great Depression and such things happened. People lost a lot of money. They jump out the window. They lost money. They jump out the window, not knowing that when they died, they were going to lift their eyes in hell. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world? Come on, and lose his soul? God has to get you ready to prosper you. Come on, tell somebody the high life. This is where we miss it sometimes, because people start to take take credit for what only God can do. What is it that we have that we didn't receive? Tell me what you're going to take when you leave from this life and you pass through to the next life. What are you taking with you? You came here naked and you're going to leave, let me say it, naked. You ain't taking nothing? So what does it profit? See, this is the mindset that we must develop. It's not that we don't like nice things. I think we all like nice things. I like comfortable this and that. You know, I like, you know, nice things. I don't want to be driving down the road and leaving a trail of smoke. You know, bumpty bump. You know, everybody know you're coming two blocks away. Here come the pastor. No, I don't want that. But my life does not consist in that. The Lord gives and the Lord can take it away. Think about it a moment. Will it ever come a day where the Lord can bless you with something and then tell you to give it away? I've been tried like that to a degree. You've heard my story. I remember someone came up and gave me a roll of money in this hand. When those Holy Ghost hands say, I'm in a roll of it. I just got a glimpse of it. I knew it was a lot of money. And I slid it into my pocket. Somebody came up on this side, and the Lord said, give that to them. My first thought was, the devil is a lie. This is my blessing. But see, everything has an appointment. And see, you can't let your seed become your greed. See, sometimes we want to block God out. You got it. But see, it's not about getting it. It's about God getting it through you. I'm gonna jump a little ahead of myself. Do you know when David was preparing, he thought he would build the temple, but God said because of his hands being so bloody that he would have one of his sons. He chose Solomon. But all that David heaped up and heaped together to build the temple, we were to look at it today in how much money it would be worth right now. As a king, he set aside no less than $21 billion. $21 billion back in the day. Solomon, 1 Kings chapter 3. Let's start at verse number 1. Let me show you something. Why was Solomon so blessed? It wasn't just that God just eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I pick you. Come on. I'm going to give you all this wisdom. I'm going to give you all this riches. I'm going to just. No. It wasn't that. I want to show you something here. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 1. Get a little closer here. And Solomon made an affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Next verse. Only the people sacrificed in the high places because there was no house built unto the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. And the king went to Gibeon. I want you to take note of this. To sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. I want you to pause there. Now, Solomon offered 1,000 bullocks. All that was required of Solomon as he stepped into the kingship was one bullock. That was all that was required, that he make one sacrifice. But Solomon, he didn't do 10. You know, think about his counselors and that around him. You know, we know you're new to this. You know, and you know, you're just still a young and tender king. But, you know, you only need one. You know, you want to get extravagant, do 10. Even do 100, but 1,000? Solomon offered 1,000 bullocks. Now, we're talking about in him we live and move and have our being. Remember the widow woman, the widow with the two mites. The Lord said, as he watched her put the money in the treasury, that she gave more than all the others because she gave of all she had. See, this is the concept. This is the principle. When we can get past ourselves and selfishness. Now get me that back up, would you? That chapter 3 of 1 Kings. Let's look. Next verse. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. Solomon had offered 1,000 bullocks. I wonder, if Solomon had offered just one bullock, would the Lord have come to him and said, ask whatever you want? No, see, he saw that Solomon was a generous king. And Solomon was an extravagant giver, just like his father David. And so God knew that he could trust Solomon. Ask whatever you will. You're not asking riches. You're not asking the life of your enemy. You're asking for wisdom. And not just because you ask that, I'm going to give you the riches too. Because the way you give, I can trust you. In other words, let me rephrase that. God can't trust a stingy person. Thank you for the hand claps in the back. I said, God can't trust a stingy person. You call it wisdom, but it's not wisdom, it's stinginess. You hear people say they can't afford to tithe. Wrong. You cannot afford not to tithe. The tithe is what takes the curse off of the rest. When you tithe first, it releases the curse off of everything else. Okay, do you see that? Now, we talk about in him we live and move and have our being. Well, you're not in him if you're stingy. Well, let me bring it down to where we live. When you are stingy, that's not the nature of Christ. That's not the nature of God. For God so loved that he, come on, I want to get you to the high life. But you can't be, see, stingy people are narrow-minded. They're looking at one thing, and that's self. And self-preservation, that's the first law of nature, the fallen nature, self-preservation. When you can lose, see, the word says, he that loses his life. Help us, Holy Spirit. We need help here. Because that's where your soul really needs to find transformation. The blessed life is when you lose your life, your limited life, your negative life, your stingy life, your fearful life. When you lose all that to God, do you think you could outdo God giving? You think God's going to leave you hanging when you've given all to God? The devil will try to convince you, oh, you made a mistake. God mad. No. Don't let your seed be your greed. That's the way the world operates. All right? So say this with me again. I prosper as my soul lives in God. That's where your prosperity or the high life begins. Not just accumulating things, but living in God. Matthew 6:33, a very popular, I won't say familiar, verse of scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Do you know that God wants to prosper you? Do you know God wants you to have resource so that you can become a source? Amen. And not be the one always in need, but the one that can supply others' needs. Now, John chapter 15, verse 4. I'll get some of y'all off of that low frequency stuff. Get you on the high frequency. Flying high. Where it says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine. This is Jesus talking. You are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Nothing of any lasting value, or by far no eternal value. Skip down to verse number 7 of that same chapter, 7 and verse number 8. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Okay? We prosper as our soul lives in God. The world, when it seeks to conform you to its image, tries to flip the script.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.